Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today with news from the Vatican, where Pope Francis has approved plans for a new tribunal to investigate Catholic bishops accused of covering up allegations of sexual abuse by priests.
Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley leads the Vatican's Sex Abuse Advisory Commission, which proposed the tribunals. And joining us now with more is John Allen. He's associate editor at the Boston Globe and covers the Vatican and the Catholic Church. John, good to have you back on the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
So first of all, can you tell us briefly, how will this new tribunal operate? What is its mandate?
Well, some of the details of this new church court, which is essentially what it is, still have to be worked out. But the basic idea is that if there is an accusation that a bishop has dropped the ball in applying the church's zero-tolerance policy for child sexual abuse, then that accusation would be brought before this tribunal, which would actually conduct a trial under church law. And if the bishop is found guilty, then punishment would be imposed. Ordinarily, that would probably mean losing his job as a bishop.
Mm. Now, does this move by Pope Francis to approve these plans, does it mark a significant change for the Vatican? Because previously, one of the chief criticisms, especially from survivors of abuse, was that the Vatican was not doing anything to hold bishops to account.
Yes, that's exactly right. That has been the main bone of contention for survivors of abuse and other critics of the church's response. And what the Vatican would always say is that, yes, we acknowledge that accountability is critically important, but we're trying to figure out how to make it work. Well, in effect, the Pope has now given an answer. The answer is this new tribunal. So there is no longer any pretext for claiming that that accountability can't be delivered because it's unclear how it should unfold. Going forward, I think the expectation clearly will be that this tribunal will get underway quickly, and I think that the litmus test for evaluating it will be whether or not there are instances of bishops who are held to account when there are cases in which they have simply dropped the ball.
Mm. Now, when we say being held to account, in the terms of a tribunal like this or a church court, as you said, what are the possible penalties that a bishop could face?
Well, bear in mind, if a bishop is accused of turning a blind eye to child abuse, in the first instance, that opens him up to criminal liability in most cases under the civil law. And this tribunal is not intended to replace that process, but it's intended to ensure that in addition to whatever criminal consequences a bishop or another superior in the church might face, that there would also be internal accountability within the church. Which, as I say, in the case of a bishop, generally, functionally means that he would be removed from his position and lose his privileges as a bishop.
Well, you mentioned that there's still the possibility of criminal proceedings, because that was one of the points where survivors of abuse had an immediate reaction to today's announcement of the tribunal, because Barbara Blaine, who's president of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, has said in a statement that as long as clerics are in charge of dealing with other clerics who commit and conceal child sex crimes, little will change, and she hopes that church officials join them in reforming secular abuse laws so that clerics who hurt kids would be, or hide predators would be, criminally charged. So I guess my question is, does this tribunal do anything to alleviate concerns that it's still the church policing itself?
Well, it doesn't directly address those concerns, but the Vatican officials today were at pains to emphasize that this is not intended to be an end run around or a replacement for bishops or any other Catholic personnel facing the music if they violate the criminal law of the land wherever they happen to live. This is intended to ensure that in addition to whatever criminal punishment they do or don't receive, that if they fail to follow the church's policies, there will also be consequences inside the church. I mean, the point is, you don't want a bishop who is convicted of failure to report child abuse continuing to function as a bishop and continuing to exercise leadership in the name of the church. This is intended to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, finally, John, on that point, could this new policy have any consequences for Cardinal Bernard Law? Because in 2002, he was the Boston Archbishop who resigned under heavy criticism for his handling of the abuse crisis. He's in Rome now. Could he possibly face this tribunal?
I think most experts would say that that is unlikely because the tribunal is intended to adjudicate cases in the present as opposed to cases in the past. And in addition, because Cardinal Law is now over 80 and is no longer exercising, no longer holds any position of responsibility, the basic punishment that can be imposed upon him under canon law is sort of off the table. I think the more likely candidate, if you're looking for one in the United States, might be the current situation in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis, where the Archbishop there, Archbishop John Nienstedt, has been accused of allowing two priests who faced either allegations or, in one case, a conviction for sexual abuse of minors, allowing them to continue in ministry as recently as 2013-2014, a clear violation of the Church's new zero-tolerance policy. I think that's the kind of case this tribunal is more likely to address.
John Allen is a reporter and associate editor of Crux. That's the Boston Globe's site that covers all things Catholic Church. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.